healthier you. We all have mental health, we all have physical health, and we all have emotional health. And it is really important to spend time every single day checking in with how we feel, how we think, and how our body is. And if we don't do that, if we ignore how we think, how we feel, and how our body is, we don't get to know how it is until we're in a really difficult, challenging place. So let's start with our mental health. And everybody has mental health because everybody has a mind. And we all have good, mentally healthy days, and everyone has challenging, mentally health days. So I want you to start to practice what it looks like to check in with your mental health. So you might ask yourself, how am I thinking today? How are my thoughts? And just notice. Part of our mental health is to be aware of our thinking. To be aware of whether we're calm and relaxed in our thoughts, or whether we're stressy, overthinking, worried, anxious. And if we notice that our thoughts are challenging, then it's up to us to choose to do something about it. Because if we don't do something about it, it won't get healthier. So let's start with a practice that supports in lots of different ways. Mindfulness is the art of noticing. So all that really means is becoming more aware. Becoming more aware of how you're thinking, what stories you're telling yourself, whether you're being loving and kind, or you're bullying and being mean to yourself. Mindfulness is noticing what's happening. So mental health mindfulness is becoming aware of how you are thinking. So once you notice that all is well, you can celebrate. My mind is in a good place. I am mentally healthy today. And on the days when you notice, I feel challenged. I feel like my head is tired and I'm thinking negative thoughts. You can learn to neutralize those thoughts by acknowledging, okay, I'm tired, so my thoughts might not be good. So I'm going to distract myself to feel healthier. I'm going to notice my thoughts, to name them. And then I'm going to listen to music, talk to someone I love, be kinder to myself. It's really important to take regular mental health breaks, whether that is putting the phone down, whether that is using your mind to do something constructive like artwork or walking or playing a game or being childlike, doing something that isn't just thinking. Taking breaks from social media, whether it's an hour, a day, a weekend, a week, is really good for the mental health because it has your brain, your mind slowing down and calming down. Healthier you physically is movement. It is eating well. It is drinking water and staying hydrated. It is sleeping well. And it's limiting the stuff that doesn't feel good. So it's limiting the sugar, it's limiting caffeine, alcohol, all the things that can have a negative impact on how you feel. So again, check in with yourself. How am I feeling physically today? How is my body feeling? And in order to have good mental health, you also need to be looking after your body, because if your body feels good, your mind feels healthier. And if your mind feels healthier, your body feels good. So they go hand in hand. There's a really important relationship between the mind and the body. And the third part of you that requires daily check-ins is your emotions, your emotional health. And that is how you are feeling, whether that is happy, sad, disappointed, hurt, anxious, fearful, joyful, grateful. There are so many different feelings, and they're not good or bad, they just are. So everyone's going to have sad days and overwhelming days, and hopefully everyone's going to have good and happy moments too. And part of emotional health is learning to sit with your emotions and not to judge them. So to be able to say, today I feel sad. Okay, I feel sad. And when we embrace that and we accept it and we don't judge it and we don't try to think it, we just acknowledge the feeling, it passes more easily. It's a bit like noticing it's raining and saying, okay, it's raining, as opposed to going, it's raining. And when it rained last time, it rained for 3 hours. And then the dam before that, it rained for 5 hours. It's just saying, it's raining. So when you feel the more challenging emotions, name them. And by naming them, you honor them. And the more you learn to sit with them, just to name them, not to think them, the more they will disappear more quickly. The more you will move through them more easily. The more you will find comfort in the discomfort. Another part of emotional health and well-being is building supportive, nurturing relationships. So look around in your life and spend more time with the people that feel safe and soothing and happy. And limit the time to the people that are challenging, that are hard work, that are emotionally and mentally more demanding for you. Put boundaries in place. And that is another part of emotionally healthier. Putting boundaries in place and saying no when you can't do something. Saying, I'm not able to do that today. I'm sorry, I can't come and see you. To be able to look after yourself and know when you have the energy, the capacity, and the mental capacity to do something. And by learning to check in with your feelings, today I feel sad, so I want to be with that person. Or today I feel sad, and I'm not sure I can do that. The more you can learn boundaries, the more you're looking after yourself. Another practice for emotional well-being is practicing gratitude and celebrating the small wins. So to be grateful is to appreciate what you are, who you have in your life, what you have going on. It might be as simple as, today I am grateful that I feel okay and the sun is shining. Or it could be, today I feel grateful I did good at school. I had a good day at work. It can be the smallest things. But when you practice using your mind with gratitude, life begins to feel differently. Life begins to feel like you have more to be grateful for. Close your eyes right now and imagine what a healthier you would look like. What a healthier you would feel like. And what a healthier you would think. And that you is part of who you are becoming. That healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally is you when each and every day you check in with yourself and you say, how am I thinking today? How is my body feeling today? And how are my emotions feeling? You can open your eyes. And I want you just to notice the healthier you starts to become when you practice being healthier every day.